Hey, hold the elevator. Oh, what are you doing here? Are you like serving at the party? Just attending. Isn't this a little, I don't know, highbrow for you? All right, all right. No offense. Nice suit, by the way. Thank you. Yeah, this dress is kind of a classic. Different from my usual? Oh, you mean because of the plunging neckline and the slit up the side to my waist? Didn't we cover this last time? Just because I dress like a prude in front of you doesn't mean everyone gets the same treatment. Yeah, well, sometimes a girl likes to be looked at. Sometimes, dummy. Like at a party full of similarly classy people, not everyday losers on the street. Pretty enamored with that cleavage, huh? No, it's okay. Like I said, that is kind of the point. I bet you'd like it if I got them out for you, huh? I'm not going to, dummy. Of course, the elevator is taking forever. It's not like they put the penthouses on the second floor, you know. I am kind of enjoying watching you drool, though. I mean, last time I had to play dumb, remember? But this time. I mean, I can do whatever I want. I can look you in the eye and enjoy seeing just how much you clearly want to fuck me. And shit, I could even let you do it. God, can you imagine? I could ride your cock and watch your mind being blown in real time. I could watch your face as you finally plunge that dick into me. And you know what? That's never gonna happen. Aw, you look so disappointed. Come on, you know I'm never gonna fuck you. I'm just teasing. But as long as the elevator's taking forever, you could always get it out and jerk yourself off. Why would you get it out if I'm not gonna fuck you? Because this is the best you're gonna get, and you're obviously horny as shit right now. If you think about it, I'm being very generous. We both know how much you want me, which is never gonna happen, but here I am, in the sexiest dress you've ever seen, and I'm gonna let you jerk off to me. Well, I did hit the emergency stop button like 30 seconds ago. And you were too busy staring at my chest to even notice the elevator stop. So we've got the time. Go ahead. Drop your pants. Aw, shy all of a sudden? Did you like it better when I pretended I couldn't see you? Well, maybe I'd better really work you up. What if? What if I prop my leg up on the rail so you can see it through the slit? Ah, you like seeing all this thigh? You like imagining where this ends? Or what if I lean over like this? I mean, this neckline already wasn't leaving much to the imagination. But I bet you can just see my nipples now. Wow, that may be the fastest anyone's ever gotten their pants down. Yeah, rub that cock for me. Slow down, stud, we've got time. Besides, you don't want to miss the show. What show? Why, The one where I get off. You didn't think I was going to let you have all the fun. I might just slide down onto my knees and, oh look, there's all that leg again. And if I run my fingers all the way up it, well, what you can't see under those last couple inches of dress is me plunging my fingers into my sopping wet cunt. See? Now you have something to jerk that cock for. Go on. Show me what you do when you're all alone at night and thinking of me. No touching. That's the rule. I said you could jerk it and you could watch me, but no touching. Too bad you can't touch me, but I can. God, my tits feel amazing. My nipples are so hard. I bet you'd love to roll them between your fingers. You... what? Oh yeah? Is that what you think? That I want to touch you? That really, I'm just longing to suck your cock. That I'd just love to have you in my mouth. Man, you really don't understand what's happening here, do you? That's kind of cute. And pathetic, obviously. Really, I'm doing just fine with my own fingers. That's all I need. Oh yeah? That's your theory, huh? The only possible reason I'd be down on my knees is because I secretly want to suck your cock. Well, that's quite the imagination you have. Sorry, bud. I'm having fun just like this. Oh, is that what you think is gonna happen? You'll just keep tempting me, waving that thing around, and finally I'll give in and have to admit how much I want to fuck you? Well, let's just see, shall we? Bring that thing over here and we'll see what happens. Go on. As close as you can without touching. Put it an inch from my face or my tits. But no touching. And just to be totally clear, no coming. Not when you're so close. No coming on me. Aw, did you have your hopes up? We're on our way to a very fancy gala, and I'm hardly going to show up looking like I had a quickie on the way up. Even if that's basically what's happened. So you can just leave your dick there an inch from my skin, as long as you don't come. Just stroke it until you can't stand it anymore, and you just need to come. Or, as you're so sure, until I need to suck you off. We'll see. Ah. Look at you throb. Ah, slowing down? Why, if you keep going at that rate, will you come like a faucet? Tell you what. You go stand in that corner. You're back to the wall. Go on. And I'll kneel in this corner. And you're gonna jerk it as hard and as fast and as desperate as you can. Because when you come, if you can spray it this far, well then, fair enough. If you can spray it all the way across the elevator, then no harm, no foul. Let it land where it may. All over my pretty black dress, or right into my cleavage where it'll drip down all over my tits, or even on my face, if you're that forceful. And I know you feel like you are. Just look at you straining to burst. If you're that virile, then you can do it. You can make me into the cum slut you wish I were. Why? Oh, come on. Because I like it. I'm just having fun here, remember? I like thinking there's an outside chance you'll actually do come on me. I like that that's dangerous. And most of all, I like how desperately you want to. Look at you, furiously going at it. You know there's no way you can come that far, but you so want to. You want to come all over me. You'd love that, wouldn't you? To just douse me in your cum. Now, when I'm all dolled up, all pretty, you'd love to make me so messy. You don't even care that we're basically in public. Hell, that's a turn-on for you, isn't it? God, wouldn't you love for me to walk into that party with a face full of cum? Your own perfect little slut? 'Cause really, you just want me to want it. That's been your refrain all night. You want me drooling all over your cock like I can't even help myself. So go on. Prove yourself right if you can, from 5 feet away. Look me in the eye and try and come on my face. I mean, you made it a solid 3 feet. Good for you. That was exquisite. Mm-hmm. Oh no, show's over. Oh, don't worry. I'll definitely be getting off thinking about this. Later. Alone. You've provided quite the mental image. You think this makes us fuck buddies? I'm sorry, did I miss the part where we fucked? Oh, whatever. You know we're not friends, right? No. That's called I'm using you. My fiancé spends way too much time away, so now and then I'm going to amuse myself with you. You'll notice you didn't fuck me, and you're so desperate for whatever you can get that you'll do anything I say. Oh well, here we are. See you around.